You are listening to Cassandra D. Freeman's Never Give Up podcast, inspiring you to take action, get unstuck, and never give up.
Hey guys, I did the best teaching on quotes this past week. I don't want you to miss out, so I wanted to share it with you. So stay tuned after this brief message. We'll go into my quotes teaching. All right, guys, you know what we are talking about today. We're talking all about quotes. And you know, a lot of you have been following me for quite some time. So actually, since I first started, so thank you for that. But I said that to say that, you know, I love to come up with my own quotes. I love other people's quotes. I love definitions. So I wanted to share why quotes are so impactful to us, because a lot of times we are so busy, you know, just reading them. And that was another thing. We don't dive into quotes like we should. A lot of times if we are reading, we'll just read the book or read the article or whatever it is, but we really don't take time to dissect it, to study it, to make it a part of us. And I think that's a huge thing, which is why I've started the Quotable Conversations series that I actually posted the intro video on YouTube. You can go watch it. But it's because as much information as we take in, as much great information we take in, and even the false information that we take in, the more we dive deep into the things that we are taking in, into the things that are feeding us, the more we can, like with the false information, we can know. If we dive deep into it, we can begin to understand, okay, there's something wrong with this statement. There's something that I don't need to take in. Like we can either correct misleading information, or the quotes, we can really apply it to our lives to just live the most thriving life, to make our lives better, to really use quotes and the wisdom in quotes and the insightfulness of quotes to become our best self. So I want to share a few things with you guys today about quotes. First of all, they help us to get a higher standard for our lives. There is a quote, and I'll use this as an example. Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. I actually thought of that quote one day, not even knowing it was a quote. I thought about it one day, and I didn't realize it until I looked it up that someone had actually already said that. But it's so powerful, and I feel like it sets the standard. That one, you know, focus on what you can do instead of what you can't do. It sets the standard for those ruminating thoughts where we just repeat the negative thought or movie in our minds over and over again. It sets the standard to say, don't focus on those repeating thoughts, those bad thoughts. Focus on the good thoughts, or focus on what you can do. Focus on what you do have control over. Focus on what you can change. So they help us to have higher standards for our lives. Another one that I want to talk about, another thing that quotes do, why they're impactful to us, is because it forces us to get to the heart of our hopes. And it's one of my most favorite things about quotes, because, like, for instance, my quote from my very first book, and I'm laughing because my very first book was absolutely atrocious, guys. And I don't even, you know, of course you're not supposed to say that about yourself, but really the first book is like I took it off the market because I just didn't like it too much. But the thing that I did get out of my first book was this quote. And it is one that my audience absolutely, they love, they cherish. Matter of fact, even my friends, when I'm having a rough day, my friends send me this quote. Can you imagine having a rough day and your friends sending you your own words? And it's like, really? Thanks a lot. But the quote is, the phrase never give up is more than just words. It's in your actions, it's in your thoughts, and it's a way of life. And that's my quote. But it forces you to get to the heart of your hope. And when I created that quote, it was because I was trying to get to the heart of never giving up. Because it's not like when you apply, when you really say to yourself, I won't ever give up, it's really not just a thought. These are not words. These are things inside of you. It changes when you decide, I'm going to apply never give up to whatever I'm doing. It changes how you act. It changes your thoughts because now you're thinking, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to accomplish this. And it changes your life at that point. So quotes, it helps you to get to the heart of whatever it is that you're dealing with. And then there's another one that, let's see. Okay, let's talk about how quotes, they remind you of what's possible. They remind you of what's possible, but they also redirect your poor thoughts. And I wanna tag on that real quick. So it helps you to redirect from your poor thoughts. A lot of people think that other people keep them from their goals and dreams. And that is true to a certain extent. But our self-talk, oh my goodness. And I said I was going to do a course on this. Our self-talk jeopardizes our motivation and drive. A lot of times we speak to ourselves way worse than anyone else will ever speak to ourselves. And that's why I love quotes, because quotes, even though most of the time they come from someone else, unless you're like me and you come up with your own, but to have someone else remind you that anything is possible, to have someone else to say, hey, focus on this, believe in this, it puts us back into alignment with our goals and dreams. It puts us back into an alignment where we say, you know what? It's like a detour on negative thoughts. It's like we were going this way with our negative thinking, and the quotes say, okay, let's redirect you to the proper traffic flow, the right mental state flow, right? So quotes are just, they help us offset our negative self-talk and puts us on track. I love quotes. I also want to talk about the coaching wisdom that comes from quotes, because quotes are really, when you think about it, they're really condensed, coachable moments that help us to change our lives. They provide clear, direct instructions that tells us what to do or what our focus should be on, and it helps us to get back on track. Hey everybody, I hope that you enjoyed that segment of why quotes are so impactful to us. If you love the clip that you heard, make sure you go and read the full article of why quotes are so impactful to us. It's on LinkedIn. It's also on Medium. I placed the link in the details of this episode, so make sure you go check it out. Until next time, guys, stay inspired. I'm loving you guys. Take care.